The federal government will send Phoenix a check for more than $1 million to cover the work performed by Arizona Task Force 1 during Hurricane Florence. Arizona's task force is among 28 urban search and rescue teams across the country that can be activated by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Recently, the Phoenix Fire Department shared details about Task Force 1's deployment to Hurricane Florence back on September 11th. Assistant Chief Mike Duran started by describing conditions.
Hurricane Florence was a Category 4 hurricane as it was in the Atlantic. As it hit landfall, it was downgraded to a Category 1. But the significance of this storm was that it met with a high-pressure system that didn't allow it to move. So it stayed for several days over the Carolinas, Virginia, and parts of North Georgia, eventually dropping about 35 inches of rain.
The 17-vehicle convoy traveled 3 days before reaching North Carolina.
A lot of planning has to be done on the front end because you can't just take this type of equipment and just park it or just try to drive in. I mean, we were experiencing roadways where it would have taken us 2 hours normally, and we were in a 6-hour drive because of the roadways.
Once there, they work with local, county, state, and federal agencies.
We performed some search operations when we arrived, identification of those that had not been, the folks that weren't evacuated at the time or because of inability to or unwillingness to evacuate. We performed operations in the town of Trenton, North Carolina, where we evacuated over 80 people from that town. We had boat operations, and then we eventually assisted with the military in evacuating about 78 people in a Chinook.
The Hurricane Florence deployment involved a 45-person team. Most were firefighters, but the task force also included police for protection, a physician if someone got sick, and an engineer to make sure buildings were safe to enter. There were also three canines trained to search for survivors and human remains.
It's nice to have them with us. It's a morale booster for a lot of our folks to have them as part of the team and their family to us.
They didn't perform search and rescues every day of the 20-day deployment. Duran said there were opportunities to train with their equipment and learn from the military.
They were performing night operations, night air operations using Blackhawks and Chinooks. So this is more of a familiarization for us is what would be expected. How do we load into these, the type of equipment, the amount of weight we could carry in these air assets.
After being demobilized, Task Force 1 headed back to Arizona. Along the way, they stopped in Oklahoma City. The bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in 1995 was one of the group's first deployments.
Almost 23 years later, our team was able to return and to visit the site and pay tribute as a team. But part of the significance for us is that two of our personnel that were deployed to Hurricane Florence was also deployed during the Oklahoma City bombings. So we had one of our structural specialists and one of our firefighters that were able to, had not been back since, and were able to go through and walk in and talk about the encounter that they had experienced there with our team. So pretty significant for us, very somber day for us.
That was Assistant Chief Mike Duran with Phoenix Fire. Also in September, Arizona Task Force 1 sent a member to Honolulu to serve as an information officer for Tropical Storm Olivia. That member helped with communications between different agencies, conducted media interviews, and managed social media posts.